Can you hear me?
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You
heard? Man.
All right. You know, go back to the Pop of Sports podcast. And it's yours truly, Daniel Babidele, out here. And I've got my boy, son. We probably know each other like how many years now? Let me see. 11 bloody years, mate. It's been nuts, yeah? This is one of my football brains. He's a brain as well, lads. Like, serious stuff. And, when it comes to the playing as well, he's got a bit in his locker. Even though I'll never forget the chance he missed. Like, yeah, it's a lovely chance for him.
Like, yeah, bro.
Cool. I present to you lot, my boy, Lance Kanger. Oh, my God.
Yes, yo, everybody. What's up, boys? What's up, guys?
All right, Lance, cool. Tell us a bit about yourself. What's going on? Who the hell is Lance?
I'm just a normal kid. As you can already hear from Daniel Bamidele, my name is Lance. Short form for Lancelot. 22 years old. Will be 23 in some days. Well, you know, January. And yeah, big Manchester United fan, but at the moment, I don't know, the team is slacking. But yeah, I love football as well. Love music for the people out there who listen to a lot of music. So yeah, I'm guessing that's kind of like about me. So,
cool. Bro, alright, cool. Enough of the formalities, yeah? Let's jump straight into this vibe right now. You get me?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. So now we've got to jump into this head first, yeah? Know what's going on.
Of course. Right.
Yes, Lance.
Yes, Daniel.
Bro, so now let's jump into this, bro. How did you? What would you tell me as a way for you to analyze that United Burnley game? Talk to me.
Well, I watched the full game, and I think both our goals came up from, you know, they were unlucky mistakes from Burnley. Obviously, the first one, I think it was in Taylor, and got nicked up Taylor and Pereira assisted Martial. But it was a game which could have gone, you know, both ways. I don't know. We pressurized them more in the first half, but second half I think we laid back a little bit. But we got a lucky, you know, counter last minute of the game, which killed the game basically. So I don't know. Out of a 10, I would give that performance a 6.
Man, you know,
it wasn't really an exciting performance, but
of course, Burnley guy.
Of course, exactly. I mean, to be fair, to go to, Tufmore really isn't an easy place like that. But
sorry,
I mean,
it's my backyard.
It's my backyard, obviously. But yeah, I mean, for United this season to win away from home, I mean, It's calm. I mean, I'll take that. I mean, we lost to Watford away. We've been poor away, really. I mean, our best match away has been City. But, I mean, we just need to step up our game. We can't keep losing to the bottom half and winning the top half. I mean, that's some Robin Hood stuff right there. So, I swear. I mean, bro, it's so inconsistent, man. Plus, yeah. But... But generally, the Burnley performance, I'll give it a 6 out of 10. It was, to be honest, it was a boring game. But,
solid,
I mean,
solid.
We'll take the W anyway. 3 points away from home is calm. So, yeah.
Got you. 6 out of 10, bro. See, let me give you a stat here. Do you know we've only won 3 games against teams below the top 5 all season? Mad.
Madness.
Bro, what point? Scoring 2 against us, the bottom team of the league. I am flabbergasted.
You see, the thing is that I told most of my friends that this Watford game, I don't think we're getting anything out of this. and they were shouting at me. I swear they were literally insulting me. I knew we were going to drop points, but I didn't know we were going to lose. Oh, people, man. Just the random fans coming to my mentions. And
I said, who could shit. Not insult you? How would you come with such knowing fully well that your stupid predictions always almost come true?
True. So yeah, I mean, I knew we were dropping points anyway, but the manner in which we lost was terrible. The inconsistency is too much, and I don't know, man. Ole needs to sort something out. I at this point, I can't even blame Ole. Sometimes you just need to blame, look at the players as well. Pereira, yeah. Oh my goodness. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he's the fakest Brazilian I've seen, man. Trust me. Lingard, let me tell you something about that game. That's a game that if Lingard had scored, we would have killed it. Because they would literally open up and would literally counter-attack them, and you know, just like the Burnley game. You know, the Burnley game would have even gone as the same as like Watford game. Because if Martial missed that chance, Burnley would have probably scored one. And probably scored two.
Exactly. So that's the difference.
So, you know, Lingard, I don't know what he was drinking, I don't know what he was smoking before.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I wasn't confident. Like, when Lingard was 1-on-1, I was just still looking there, like, we're even in the midfield. Until that ball touches the back of the net. When it's Lingard, you can never get your hopes up, bro.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Another stat for you, bro. Lingard hasn't scored now in a full year. Since December the 22nd, when Ole took over. Am I a sausage, fam?
Bro, you know, I see, yeah. I don't know the difference between Lingard and me at the moment. I am at home and I've not literally zero appearances, zero goals, zero assists. Same as him. I don't know. Listen, I don't know how he can go back home, talk to his friends, and look at that stat and be okay with it. Are you okay with it? I don't know. Are you okay with it? But then you go on IG and be posting pictures, videos. What are you doing with your wife? It would be different if you didn't get any chance to score, but you actually gave you a chance on a plate against Watford, and look what you did. Like, I don't understand. I do not understand. And do you know what pisses me off? You miss chances like that, and then you just wave your hands like, oh shit. What's oh shit? What the hell is oh shit? You do this thing, you train every day, you want to tell me you've never got to a situation like that before. I don't know, man. And let me tell you, I will not be surprised if I see Lingard scoring against Arsenal tomorrow, because Arsenal are literally his kids or something.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, I don't know, man. Like, listen, that's the worst I've seen. I don't think I've seen any United player, attacking player, go a whole year without scoring or assisting.
Bro.
Never. Bro, that will never work under Fergie or any of the top managers. Imagine not scoring. People that have scored bare and have assisted bare, they still went on to sell them.
So, I'm telling you.
But you, like, they're just keeping you out of sentiment. I don't care if you...
Bro, the last guy that had this kind of a start, was Anderson. But even though Anderson scored in, like, Champions League, bro, against the likes of Schalke, semi-final, Anderson was coming through. Remember that game against Tottenham? 3-0. He scored. 3-0,
yeah.
Like, Anderson still... I mean, to be fair, Anderson was... Like, we bought a Brazilian here after he won, like,
Golden Boy.
He won the 08 Golden Boy Award. Yeah. So we got him. Yeah, we got some slacking guy, bro.
Bro, I don't know what that guy was, man. Jeez.
God of mercy.
See, yeah, how Ferguson did it, yeah? How Ferguson actually won the league with those players. Absolutely unreal. You don't understand.
Bro.
Absolutely. Like, if you actually take these players, if you bring them back now that they should play the Premier League, my goodness, I don't think they'll be able to cope. I mean, without Ferguson.
At all.
Put like Ole there. You know, if like, he's gone. He's dead. Bro, Fletcher. Oh, my goodness. Darren Fletcher used to dominate Manchester derbies.
Guys.
Bro. Bro, this guy has scored 5 or 6 goals against City.
My
madness. Geez. The day City beat us 6-1, he scored.
I know, right?
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. That guy literally had, like, City's number. Even, okay, look at it now. Liverpool versus United. See what Fergie was saying about not playing Scholes in the Liverpool versus United game that he always wanted to put Anderson there.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, I swear Scholes is better than Anderson, but oh my goodness.
He's mad. Bam, yeah, Fergie knew how he was, you know, doing the whole night game bad.
Exactly. Fam, we had Rafael and Fabio for us, and we're winning, we're dominating English football. Fam, whereas you see that had David Silva, Yaturi, Tevez, blah blah blah, they were still not nowhere near us. Fam, we had Michael Carrick. We made Carrick look like one of the best midfielders in the world.
Yeah.
Bebeto,
Evans, bro. Yeah, Evans.
John O'Shea. John O'Shea. Guy, yeah, John O'Shea. O'Shea. Guy. I don't even know what position that man was playing.
Guy, O'Shea was just ready, guy. He was just ready. You know, on the match day, O'Shea would just come. You know them guys, man, that would just turn up. All them hacker type guys, they just turn up. To
and
the
they
pitch,
turn up
right? Because they
were
know,
ready.
At least. Last.
Yo, put in the work. Nah, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Bro, at least we digressed a bit here, but yeah, I get your point. To be fair, I hold the same opinions as you when it comes to that Burnley game. That game was really dreadful, and we were just lucky that we had an efficient game. Because let's look at the goals we scored. If Pereira doesn't really close down Taylor, and Taylor makes that mistake, we don't get that goal.
Fact.
So it came from a mistake. And if we go back to the Everton game, just for a minute, two of the goals we scored came from mistakes. Longstaff literally gave us the ball, and the other one was Fabian Schär. He gave Greenwood the ball.
So, exactly, like, and even the first goal wasn't from, like, near post. Like,
exactly.
You know, so.
So, like, at the end of the day, these are just papers over the cracks, I think, to be fair. Like, we've not really destroyed a team where you're like, oh, yeah, we battered them for real. Even that Everton game, after the first half, second half...
I mean, the Newcastle game.
The Newcastle game, sorry. Yeah. The second half was literally nothing. Nothing.
Literally.
Pogba had a shot, and I think it was Martial who had a shot, and that
was
it.
Hit the bar, yeah. Because even fourth goal Burnley, was a mistake as well. Long
exactly.
Staff, yeah?
Exactly. Burnley... Yeah, first it wasn't all that meant, to be honest. And when I saw at least 2-0, at least for Rashford to score, yeah, that was good. That was good, to be fair. So yeah, that's that for that. And yeah, guys, I mean, at least you got 3 points. That's what matters.
Definitely.
So yeah, United Burnley, at least you tried. So on the review of that game, that's all right. So now we're going to be moving on to Arsenal preview, yeah? Catch you guys in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Boko. So now, obviously, we've got the little boys down in London coming up New Year's Day, huh? I remember our last game here in a January situation like this against a North London team. Do you remember the scoreline?
Pogba.
Big man, one pass from Pogba to Rashi.
And that was it?
1-0.
Oh, Tottenham.
Yes,
Tottenham.
Bro. Can you imagine it was a complete year ago?
Damn, more like January because we're still in the 31st, I guess.
See, I'll slap you. Fuck,
but hey, yeah.
Go nuts. So, yeah, bro. So, okay. On Arsenal now. Bro, how do you feel about this game, first of all?
Firstly, I don't know. It's a game that could go either way. Arteta will be looking to get his first win. But at the same time, United against the top six have been good. Have been really good.
We like that.
I don't say we've been amazing. I mean, we've been good. We beat City, beat Tottenham, beat Chelsea. But you have to remember, most of these games were at home. You know, the only game that we went away from home was City. And
true.
Yeah.
True. That's actually true.
Yeah, so Arsenal versus United. Arsenal on the worst, probably the worst form in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping United can use this opportunity and take advantage, because United they're good at counter attacking big teams. But at the same time, I see this game as a draw. I see this game as a draw because United hate capitalizing on silly mistakes. Let me tell you what's going to happen.
See, 12:30. Wait. Take a deep breath. This is Arsenal. Lance, you are not a prophet.
I know.
Okay, you are a prophet. Yeah? I'm also Lance. Guy, take your time.
Okay, okay,
rubbish.
Okay.
You are, see, a lot of people's financial well-being is on top of this game. Guys are betting their life. Watch what
okay,
you see. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. But let me tell you something. At 12:30, Brighton is going to play Chelsea.
Yes.
I don't see Chelsea winning that game.
I'm telling you.
Therefore, when United have to capitalize on this Arsenal game, well, yeah, I know one thing for sure. Quote me on this. Jesse Lingard is going to score at the Emirates.
Okay. Again. I mean, happy. Okay.
If he starts. And I see Rashford getting a goal as well. But Arsenal have to score. We are not keeping a clean sheet. Arsenal will score.
Jesus Christ.
So forget that clean sheet. I'm telling you my mind, Arsenal will score. But United will. If both teams are going to score.
Oh my days.
Yeah. But you know one thing I trust about United?
What?
Arsenal don't have a left back.
Yes, bro. Daniel James against that Saka, so bad on line. Too much.
So it's great. So just get ready for United to actually. If you think what United did to City at the Etihad was like the first 30 minutes was mad, you've not seen anything yet,
bro.
You've not seen anything yet.
I honestly want Arsenal to hold the ball, guy. I want them to attack us so bloody to some counter vibes, bro.
Exactly, and you know. I don't know if Pogba is playing. I doubt Pogba is. They say he's not traveling with the squad.
No, but they
say
he was with the squad, though. I read that he was with the squad.
I read that he didn't travel, but hopefully he's with the squad. He travels. I need Pogba in that game.
Who is saying what? Where? What's going on? Because all he said, he didn't want to play him against Burnley, yeah? Because obviously he's coming back from an injury. And you would think it makes sense so he can come back against Arsenal.
Definitely. So I'm guessing you'll probably play. You're just, you know, normal rumors on Twitter. So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, McTominay is out. So I'm guessing the midfield three might be Lingard, Pogba, and Fred. I'm guessing. Then front three.
Yeah, makes sense.
Front three, probably Martial, Rashford, and James. But at the same time, I won't see Greenwood.
I think Greenwood might start, actually.
Yeah, I think Greenwood will start ahead of Link. I don't know, man. But we'll see.
Because you know, you start the last game.
Yeah, Greenwood did start the last game. Yeah, he's so good, man.
He's so good. Guy, Greenwood, see. Okay, Greenwood, okay. Yes, that's Greenwood. I thought we were talking about James for a second. James is TFL. One way. Guy,
you know,
underground
train,
guy. One week.
You know what?
Once James starts, guy.
No, just don't catch him. Just forget. You know one thing about James? I don't blame him. I don't blame him because it's not his fault. Like that, he started very, very well. I don't think he was meant to be a starter.
Of course, United. He wasn't.
Yeah, just that he scored three in his first four games, and all the hype went to him. Yeah, sad. Hell yeah.
True.
Don't blame him, man.
True. All right.
Think about him.
I see. Okay. You've just given us at least a brief overview. Makes sense. You see, now, can we remember the head-to-head games here with Arsenal? Let's say since... Do you think you can name the games since the beginning of the decade? So since 2010, our home and away games.
Away results.
Like home and away versus Arsenal since 2010. Can we do that? Let's try.
Okay, so it's 2009/10 season. The first game was at Old Trafford. It ended 2-1. That was the one that Wenger got sent to the stands, right?
Yeah, that was this guy's Arshavin.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
And then we scored a penalty and an own goal. So then the away fixture was at the Emirates 3-1. The one that Nani needed
yes,
a man.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Alright, 10-11.
So the next season, 10-11. Yeah. The first game was 1-0, Park Ji-sung. That was a very quiet game. I didn't really watch the game. I was in school.
Yeah,
we were in school. So the away leg was Ramsey. Yeah. Ramsey 1-0 to Arsenal.
Man.
Very funny game. Didn't really watch the full thing, but I just heard Ramsey scored, so cool. Next season, you know, we had to pound, man. 8-2, bro. We had to pound them, bro. 8-2.
Bro.
I think that was Wenger's worst game. You know, that game would have low-key ended like 11, but...
I remember that game like crazy. Bro, I remember that game on freaking Sunday. Bro, after that game,
bro,
Arteta came in. Guy, all of them, Saka came in. Bro,
I saw all of them.
Yeah, we signed everybody.
Podolski, I think Podolski as well.
After that game, guy, we signed everybody under this head. Damn. Guy, remember when they had Andre Santos, guy? What the hell?
Guy, yeah, they signed him last season as well. Now. Jesus Christ.
Wait, he played last season?
He played that season.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, the second leg.
Yeah. Second leg was 2-1. Daniel Welbeck winner. We'll never forget.
Wait.
The one that Valencia scored
first half. I remember.
Yeah, then Van Persie equalized and
yes,
Danny Welbeck. Yeah, that guy.
Was not the one where Gibbs missed the header or something?
No, that one.
That Gibbs one was when Di Maria was around.
Yeah, that was when Di Maria was
around. So 11-12 gone. 12-13, when we won the league.
Yeah, first leg was, I remember I watched it outside that Jimo's house. I watched it outside his house.
RVP.
Yep. RVP, the MVP.
You know what I mean?
Scored for us and Evra scored the second one. It was a weird game because Wilshere got a red card.
Yeah.
I like Wilshere.
Yeah,
one of my favorite players. Yeah, last minute just scored like a good goal to be fair. But yeah. Didn't really matter. Away leg was, I think that was when we had already won the Prem, and then
away leg was not 1-1.
One-one. Walker and Van Persie penalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had already won the Prem, okay. So I didn't even bother watching the match. Then 13-14, our worst ever season.
but we still beat them.
We didn't concede against them. So, RVP, first game,
1-0.
Yeah, slid in front of the fans. Amazing. Second leg was 0-0. We should have won that game. 1-0.
I know, right?
Van Persie shot hit the bar or whatever. Then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it.
14-15. Coming LVG.
Yep. We had, mind you, 14-15, we had not won an away game since the start of that season under LVG. But hey.
Emirates came.
Exactly, Emirates came. To be fair, they should have won us. Because they missed so many good chances. Yeah, so many good chances. And
that was just a classic LVG.
And you know what's mad? We had one shot on target throughout the whole game. One shot on target. Because our first goal was an own goal. Second goal was,
when Valencia was chucky against people.
And that second goal was the shot on target.
Wow. Rooney. I remember now Fellaini to Di Maria. Di Maria to Wazza.
Yes, and that
was
chip.
Bro. Alright, cool. Second leg.
Second leg was
OT.
Oh.
1-1.
1-1, yeah. Oh, don't remind Herrera. Me. Don't remind me, man. Oh my god. 9 minutes to go and we would have finished third. I don't swear, but that's idiot. Blackett.
I know, right? Blackett.
He shot the ball and this guy just put his stupid leg there and it went over Valdez. 1-1. and the fish above us, the hell.
My dude.
Anyway. So after that, what do you call it?
15-16. Momo.
Oh, geez. 15-16 at the Emirates. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sanchez ran riot.
Bro. No, I said Momo. Sorry. LVG second. Oh, God.
Sanchez ran riot. 3-0.
Okay. See, I remember that game so bad, yeah? I said I almost got asthma. Because, bro, the goals came back to back.
Within 12 minutes. What?
I am not kidding. I almost got asthma. That United Arsenal game. Bro, 1-0. I say, God of mercy, what's all this? 2-0. 3-0.
3-0. I was like, I remember Arinze was there. I was like, hey, we have come. Like, what the hell? What the fuck is going on? Yeah. Oh my God! I was like, oh my God, man! I just actually entered in the ground. I couldn't. And then you know, looking, they were made 4-0, and they were shouting.
Best half.
They were shouting, "Let's revenge the 8-2. Let's revenge the 8-2."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that was the game. Yeah, that Van Gaal was just done with Memphis.
Of course. That was when Damian got exposed.
I'm no right. Where they're calling him the best defender.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, Damian only had one game here where he was good against Tottenham, his debut.
Facts.
Okay, after that, Damian just went back full Italian bagel, fam.
Bro, Alexis rubbish team. Put him on the floor. What? Damn, the hair, no chance, man. Even that Ozil's goal, he reversed that ball back to where the hair was walking from.
Deadly flick was that?
Oh my God. Oh well, yeah, so.
That's that for that. Second leg,
obviously, the introduction of Marcus Rashford, you know.
Yeah, but call.
3-2. Yeah, I love that game because I think that was the week that Marcus.
We're supposed to lose that game.
Yeah, Martial was injured. Martial was injured. Schweinsteiger was out. We started with Varela. We didn't even start with Smalling. We didn't even start with Smalling. Fosu-Mensah, Memphis. Yadiza even came on.
Yeah, Rashford.
Schneiderlin, Rashford, Herrera, Mata.
Herrera was like the senior guy there, man.
So you can imagine.
He was like the guy with the most experience. Like, can you imagine for real?
Left back was Varela, I'm guessing.
No, Varela was right.
Oh, Varela was right. Yeah, Varela was right. Left back was right. I don't think it was Luke Shaw though. Left back was it Ashley Young? I don't know.
Daily Blind?
I think it was Blind.
Blind, bro.
Wow.
Bro, Buckle, that game was crazy. Anyway. But yeah, so at least we won that 3-2. Up comes the Rashi boy and the rest is history. And then obviously next season, Buckle.
So next season is 16-17, Momo.
Yes, Momo. Emirates, what are you saying?
Nah, it started at Old Trafford, 1-1.
Wait, let me see.
Yeah, Old Trafford, where Mata scored. And then, with 2 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Giroud now scored a header.
Giroud now scored a bloody header with Chamberlain when he had that dirty cross.
Why is it that Ox, is always part of the team where they equalize against us at Old Trafford in the last 10 minutes? Liverpool,
yeah.
Arsenal.
Even this Liverpool.
Oh
rubbish.
My God.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy, man. But yeah.
Guy, Minamino has come. Guy, Ox is leaving next season. You want to bet?
Sure. Could be.
Like, after next season, Ox is gone.
Ox is going to ever. Ox is probably going to, Leicester or something.
Ox is gone after next season, I promise you. Yeah, Arsenal, we would love to have him back right now.
Facts. Arsenal better take him back.
So, yeah, cool. The second leg. Chase, we went to the dance floor, mate.
Yeah, and I think at the time I don't really rate that much, but a win is a win anyway because they won us 2-0. But at the time we literally started with our focus wasn't really there; it was more on the Europa League. So Arsenal, you can beat us 16-0. I don't care. At the end of the day, who entered Champions League?
That game was trash. Like, even aesthetically, that game looked rubbish. Mm-hmm. Like we were. What was the color of our jersey with that day?
Blue
now, yeah. Like the time we played them at the Emirates that time.
Exactly.
It was trash.
Plus, what do you call it? Rooney missed a big chance. So
Exactly. He was just too slow, bro.
Yeah, so. So, yeah.
Literally too slow.
So, that was that. I think that was when
Wenger got... Welbeck think he's the savior. Okay.
I mean, Wenger got his first win over Mourinho anyway, so, yeah.
Cool. Then the next season, son.
Next season was... Oh, Milirock. Can never forget.
Bro.
Milirock on any block.
That's the proper dance floor for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was... That was probably the best game we had against Arsenal in time.
In a minute, bro.
Yeah.
Since Fergie, for sure.
Telling you, we mini rocked our way through the stage. Oh, Lingard. They made Lingard look like Ronaldo.
I'm telling you.
Made him look like Ronaldo, basically, man. And I was so happy about that. So, yeah. Damn the hell. Stole the show. Forget.
Bro.
Damn the hell.
Even though we won 3, guy, like. Oh,
Damn the hell stole the show, man.
The hell.
What a keeper. What a fucking
Sanchez.
Keeper.
Sanchez, like I said, all this.
He will be Bellerin.
Bellerin.
He will all be, bro. I think that's when Alexis realized that if I can't beat him, I gotta join him. So yeah, so he came to Old Trafford.
Alright.
So yeah.
Alright, that was that. The second leg, son.
Second leg was 2-1. It was
2-1.
Yeah,
one
game, yeah. McTerran returned to Old Trafford and scored. Big up to McTerran, respected us. God knows if Sanchez scored. Oh my god. He would have slid in front of the Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
But yeah. 2-1. Wenger's final Arsenal versus United game, so yeah.
Yeah, I still lost last minute as well, so it's even all the more painful.
Definitely.
Well, that's that for that as well. Next thing, Bucko.
Yeah, so next season was
18-19.
Was 2-2. That was
trash.
Mourinho was having his
trash.
Worst.
What
season.
A confusing game.
Yeah,
I see.
Too confusing.
Only God knows what Rojo was doing there. Oh,
right, it almost broke like
that
a this.
Game was just annoying.
It almost broke
son.
Like this back, man. But yeah. Annoying game, 2-2.
That game was annoying.
To be fair,
that game was annoying.
To be fair, McTerran should have scored. You know, like
I know, right?
Yeah, he scored, but like they cancelled it because offside. But that was a wicked finish. Jeez.
Mickey, thank you. I said that. Is that kind of one where like Aguero scored the hair?
Yes,
time?
Yes, that one. But bro, you know what's crazy? This one, McTerran, I swear, McTerran was standing outside and wiped the shot, bro. What the hell? If they allowed that goal, guy, I would have.
Bro,
oh God, I would have.
When you say someone is angry, bro.
Yeah.
An angry man is a destroyer. Bro.
Bro.
Nah. That was crazy. That was crazy. And then, second leg.
Second leg
last season.
Oh my God.
1-1.
No, second leg was even 2-0. Aubameyang and Xhaka. The one that there made a mistake.
Oh, forgive me, yes. Oh my day.
Yeah.
Oh my days. Shalom.
Yeah. Shaka just shot from God knows when that there mistake.
Bro, I remember that game so much, man. I remember that game so much. I was freaking in Manchester, funny enough.
Yeah, that match. Tafida was in my yard. Like, we watched it. Like, me, Tafida, Shamsu, Adnan. She watched it, yeah.
Crazy. Oh, that game was so annoying. Well, that was that for that. And it obviously brings us full circle to today.
Yeah, today, mate.
Today.
Yeah.
In about
21 hours.
In about 12 hours, yeah.
21 hours, mate.
21?
Yeah, I'm looking at the countdown here.
Oh my, this guy is actually not. This man said 21.
Yeah.
It can't be 21, big man.
Yo.
It's gotta be 12, fam.
12 hours. Bro.
Man said 21.
Have you ever seen anyone play at 5 a.m. in the morning? May.
See. My end here, bro, is 12 hours. Because the game. Okay, no. The first game of the day is in 12 hours.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, the first game of the day, sorry, because honestly, here, 7 a.m. up, Premier League, don't ask questions. Good.
Cool.
No problem.
Cool, mate.
So, yeah, that's cool. Well, right now, buckle. Let's do this, yeah?
So yeah.
Let's jump into the predicted lineups. Buckhole.
Definitely.
All right, predicted lineups coming up, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Yo, yo, yo.
Yes, Buckhole, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
So now, obviously, we took a minute in that Arsenal head-to-head. That was crazy.
That's
obviously, and speaking about what we thought and how we thought, the game was going to go. So yeah, now to the predicted lineups. Let's have some cutting this. So Lance, you go first.
All right.
How's your lineup looking?
I'm going for 4-3-3. Huh. So obviously in post, the best in the world, David De Gea.
Yeah.
Right back, Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah.
Left back, Luke Shaw. I would have said Williams, but like, unfortunately, I think it boils down to experience. So I don't know. I know Luke Shaw is not experienced, but like, he's more experienced compared to Williams.
If he's experienced, bro, I'm playing young.
Oh yeah! Why did I forget that, brother? So I'm guessing.
Sorry, your troops.
fuck them, man. There, you know. So yeah, I'm guessing. Young left back. I'm guessing young left back. Two centre backs would be Lindelof at that 85 million, you know, guy Maguire. But yeah. So the DM would be Fred. Because McTominay is out, and I think your two central midfielders would be Lingard and Pogba. Up top, Martial, you know, they have the holding guy, and then on the wings we'll have Daniel James and Rashford. But you know, with the way Rashford plays, he might be interchanging with Martial, left striker. So I don't know, but that's my predicted lineup. Unfortunately, Pereira doesn't make the cut because he's ass. who else? I hope he hears that. I mean, Greenwood, as much as I love him to start, you know how Ole is, sentiment. He'll put Lingard, but I won't be surprised if I see Greenwood start anyway, so yeah.
Alright, cool.
So how about yours? Yeah,
I'm going 4-2-3-1, bro, and well, and goal, we already know who's in the goal. There's no other soul that can comprehend with this, brother. So, they're here. And right back, we've got Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Left back, I'm going Williams, bro. But you know the only thing that will make him not start Williams is because he played against Burnley.
Yeah.
But how would a brother have man of the match against Burnley and then you don't start him? I hope he starts him.
I hope
I'm not going to lie, yeah? I wasn't part of Williams' biggest fans at the beginning. Like, for real. But then, over the games, man, he's won me over. I'm not even going to lie. He's won me over.
Definitely.
So I'm going for Williams left back, Lindelof and Maguire in the middle. And the two defensive midfielders, I'm going Matic and Fred, bro.
Oh, yeah, Matic.
And then we would have Rashford, Pogba and Greenwood. All behind Martial. That's what I think. And I guess we'll see how that goes, to be fair. Like, yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know what, from today, yeah, this predicted lineups we're doing, we'll start a point system, Bucko. We'll start a point system, yeah?
Yeah.
And yeah, you're gonna, obviously now, whoever is in the team that predicted as a point, so we'll keep on doing that to the end of the season and we'll see who finishes tops, brother.
Definitely.
Alright, cool. So yeah, Lance, oh my gosh, thank you very much for joining the lads today. Yeah,
of course.
Thank you very much for joining the lads, and yeah, hopefully this game goes United's way and we'll definitely catch Lance soon again, guys. We're definitely going to catch him soon again. Okay, no worries. You take care, Don, and yeah, we'll speak soon.
You too, cuz.
Any last words?
Yeah, you lot should catch me at the Emirates. I'm going to be the one bringing out the ball, you know, to start the game and stuff. What's his name? I think Mike Dean's gonna be the ref. I don't know.
Okay,
fucking prick.
Okay,
but yeah.
Okay, all right.
Actually, it's not even Mike Dean. It's gonna be Chris Kavanaugh. From why? So, but hey,
start to say rubbish. See, it's gonna be one of these guys that we know, bro. I promise.
I look at it here.
It's gonna be some done we know, fam.
No, see. I'm looking at the match officials. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Who is it?
Chris Kavanaugh.
Oh my days. Well, no problem. All right, buddy. Thanks very much. And catch you later, Bucko. All
right. Safe, brother.
Yeah, bro.